Usheen in Tírnanóg. One misty summer morning near Loch Lane, Usheen was out hunting with his father, Fionn Mac Cúil, and his friends in the Fianna. Usheen was a great warrior and loved to hunt, but he was also a poet and a sweet singer. He used to sit on the hills overlooking Loch Lane, daydreaming of mystical creatures and singing of faraway lands. On this day, something caught his attention. A figure on a great white horse appeared on the horizon. As it grew closer, Usheen saw that the rider was a beautiful young woman. She was dressed like a queen, and her soft golden hair glowed in the sun like a crown. Usheen thought that she had the deepest emerald-coloured eyes he had ever seen. It was love at first sight. She smiled at Usheen and said to him, "My name is Niamh Kinnor, and I am the princess of Tírnanóg, the land of the young. I've ridden all the way from my home because I've fallen in love with you, Usheen. Come back with me to Tírnanóg, and we'll be the happiest couple alive." Usheen thought that he must be dreaming, but Niamh held out her hand to him. "Climb up on my horse and we will ride to Tírnanóg together." Usheen mounted the great white horse and held Niamh safely in his arms. They galloped away, leaving Fionn and the Fianna with their mouths wide open in wonder. Usheen and Niamh held on as the horse guided them back to Tírnanóg. He galloped across the waves of the ocean, hardly touching the water at all. Soon, the deep green valleys and the mountains of Ireland disappeared behind them, and they were surrounded by a thick ocean mist. Suddenly, Usheen found himself in Niamh's homeland. Usheen settled well in Tírnanóg. The people were always happy and friendly towards him. Niamh was very kind to him as well, but as time went by, he began to miss Ireland. He became very homesick and longed to see his family and friends again. Niamh saw the sadness in his eyes and asked him what was wrong. "I miss my friends and family in Ireland. Why don't we both visit them and I can introduce you to everyone?" But Niamh could not leave Tírnanóg, and she begged Usheen not to go either. In her heart, she knew that he had already made up his mind and said to him, "Take my horse with you to Ireland and he will keep you safe. But you must promise me one thing. You must not touch Irish land." Usheen promised her he would stay on the horse. He kissed Niamh goodbye and promised he would come to her soon. She wept as she watched her horse carry Usheen across the hills and over the ocean back to Ireland. At first, Usheen didn't recognize the land at all. Where were the great feasting halls? Why were the people so much smaller and weaker than he remembered? He went to the place where his father's great hall had been. All he found was a rocky mound overgrown with weeds and wild brambles. He called out for Bran and Skjoling, his father's hounds, but they were not there. He saw some men struggling to move a big rock from a tilled field and nudged the horse towards them. "My name is Usheen, son of Fionn Mac Cúil. Where can I find him and his warriors, the Fianna?" he asked. The men stared at him. He was the biggest man they had ever seen. One of the older men answered Usheen, "I have heard of Fionn Mac Cúil and the Fianna. They were great warriors that lived on this land 300 years ago." Usheen couldn't believe what he had heard. All of his friends and family were gone. What had seemed like 3 years in Tírnanóg was 300 years in Ireland. The men returned to their work and Usheen felt sorry for them. They were too weak to move such a big rock. He leaned down from the horse and pushed the rock away with his mighty strength. Just as the rock rolled away down the hill, Usheen heard a snap. The saddle on the horse broke, and Usheen fell to the ground. Suddenly, all the weight of the 300 years fell on his shoulders. In an instant, Oisin was transformed from a great warrior into a feeble old man. The horse reared up high and ran away with such speed that he seemed to vanish. Oisin wept because he knew that he would never see Niamh or Tir na n'Og again. The men took pity on him and brought him to their home. Even though he was very sad, he enjoyed the company of his new friends. Most of the people of Ireland had never heard of Fionn Mac Cumhail or the Fianna. Oisin was soon telling them stories and poems of all the great heroes he had known, and entertaining everyone with his sweet singing voice. It is thanks to Oisin, son of Fionn Mac Cumhail, that we know of the heroes of old Ireland.